Libraries. To some, the word conjures images of towering shelves and row upon row of colossal volumes and dusty records. To others, a library is a quiet retreat, a place to remove oneself from the hubbub and hustle of life and visit the world of a book. Regardless of how you view books, it's hard to deny the role they play in our lives. Now, thanks to the efforts of the Dillingham Friends of the Library, the joys of reading and gaining knowledge can be closer than ever before. Enter Little Free Libraries, a project originating in Wisconsin, now a worldwide phenomenon, with more than 15,000 miniature libraries built.
You put up a box in your front yard, then put a bunch of books you have already read and want to share with your neighbors. They bring a book to add to the library and take out one that they would like to read. After a few people start doing this, the books in the library start changing all the time.
The little libraries, small waterproof boxes resembling birdhouses, have been placed in 56 countries, including Russia, New Zealand, Iceland, China, and India. Now, residents in Dillingham can expect to see some miniature libraries popping up in town within the next few months. Rachel Bobbitt, a Dillingham friend of the library and a longtime resident of the town, gave some more information on the project.
The idea is to promote community literacy. So you create these little mini libraries, you stick them in a very public spot, and people can come and take books, and it's like an ongoing book exchange for the community.
The idea of establishing Little Free Libraries came from Rebecca Fonkert, who got the idea after traveling to Decorah, Iowa, and seen several free mini libraries there. She fell in love with the idea and decided to bring it back to Dillingham. With help from the Dillingham High School and the Friends of the Library, 5 mini libraries have now been built, and one is set to be put up within the month.
So what we ended up doing is we took the idea and we took it to the high school shop class, and we were so grateful to have Mr. Burns, who loved the concept and found students who were willing to kind of take these ideas and make them their own. We just sent some pictures and they kind of just created what kind of library they thought would be interesting. We're in the process right now of staining them, finishing the completion, little details, and then so far we only have one location that's kind of nailed down, and that will be the fantastic new lobby at NNN.
This is an honor-based idea, as members of the community are responsible for maintaining the upkeep of the little library, and there are some concerns regarding abuse to the system. However, the Friends believe this program will be a success if members of the community work together to preserve the library.
So we're lucky enough to have a couple library members who are willing to kind of check on them, but the whole idea is to really make this a community concept. So since we're about getting both adult books and children's books, we think that the people who are more likely to use them are more likely to use them for literature.
While it is hard to tell how these little libraries will be received by the public, the worldwide success of this project is a clear indicator of the potential these libraries have for bringing members of a community together. Reporting for KDLG, I'm Connor Ito.